Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are so honored to have you with us today. Hope everything is going great in your neighborhood. And just so you are aware, today is April Fool's Day. So if anybody hears a news report about Joe Biden, either speaking intelligently or Kamala Harris making sense, do not believe those reports on face value. We'll have to check it out because you never know when somebody might try to pull a fast one here on April 1st. April Fool's Day. So a lot going on. We do have a report that Jen Psaki, Little Red Lionhood, is leaving the White House. And again, it is a questionable report, but everybody seems to be reporting this. So they say she's going to MSDNC. Now, the April Fool's joke might very well be that MSDNC believes that Little Red Lionhood is the answer to all of their ratings problems. Because now that Rachel Maddow is gone and is no longer there, and her twin brother, the Bobbsey twins, Chris Hayes, that guy's horrible. Basically, Maddow with glasses. And they've got some big ratings problems, and they seem to think that Jen Psaki is the savior of that liberal network. So we'll keep you updated on that. Here's the bottom line. The rants are jumping ship, everybody. That's the bottom line here. The rants are jumping ship. This is not looking good for Joe Biden and his team. And I'm telling you, based on the reporting and the rumblings I'm hearing about in Washington, D.C., it is a bad, bad situation for the Biden administration. They are losing support among their own party. Everybody sees what's about to happen here. Everybody. All of them. They all see what's about to happen. They see the reports coming down. They see that possible investigations, indictments are about to be handed down. And they're trying to figure out a way out. So what I'm trying to tell you is prepare yourself for a Kamala Harris presidency. It may not happen tomorrow. It may not happen next week, but it's coming. There's no way this early in the Biden administration that they can have the entire mainstream media turning against them. And keep in mind, everybody, that this is not some sort of a I've seen the light moment. This is not some sort of a come to Jesus, walk the aisle experience for the mainstream media. They've known about Joe Biden. They've known about the crime syndicate. They've known about Hunter Biden. They've known about the crime and the corruption. Folks, these are very bad people. As a matter of fact, Rudy Giuliani's out there and he's saying, hey, look, there is more evidence, concrete evidence against Joe Biden than there ever were allegations against Donald Trump. And remember this. All of the allegations that have been levied against Donald Trump have proven to be not true. Now, you may not like Donald Trump's tweets. You may not like his profanity. You may not like the nasty jokes. You may not like the way he behaves towards women. I get that. But at the end of the day, this was an honest president, Donald John Trump. Everything they said about him has turned out not to be true in the mainstream media. Every single thing. Every single thing. So here we are now on the verge of what could be a constitutional crisis, because we all know that Kamala Harris, she's clueless. I mean, at least Joe Biden has some sort of a medical excuse for his problem. He's old. Cheese done slid off the cracker old. But not Kamala Harris. She's just a dingbat. That is the clinical definition. So here we are. And the question now is, what happens next? I mean, you've got all sorts of people talking up on Capitol Hill, all sorts of rumors floating around that Joe Biden is a short-termer. So the question now is, okay, is he forced out through the 25th Amendment, which quite frankly is I think that's the harder path, or is he forced out because of criminal activity? And I believe that may be the path to go here. Now, he can claim a medical issue or whatever. But if, in fact, Joe Biden is booted because he's caught up in the Hunter Biden scandal, well, all I can tell you is we don't need a pardon here. We need to get to the bottom of it. And we also need to take care of what I consider to be the much larger problem, which are the career politicians that are making tens of millions of dollars off of our tax money. They're using their platforms to bring wealth to themselves. I got a problem with that, a big problem, because they're not looking out for you. They're looking out for them. We've been having a lot of conversations with Republicans around Memphis, Tennessee, and that's one of the big issues around here is making sure that we support Republicans who are, in fact, Republican and not Republican in name only. You folks in North Carolina, you guys are dealing with that very issue at this very moment. So the question is, what do you do about it? Well, you got to do some homework. You know, you can't rely on us. I mean, look, I have biases. I'm a conservative, I'm a Christian, and my worldview is flavored by all of that. Now, I'm going to do my best to steer you in the right direction, but ultimately, it's your decision to make. And I don't want to keep harking on a local race but as a great example, but here in Memphis, Tennessee, there was a Republican who pulled a John McCain. She was the deciding person in a vote regarding mask mandates. And this commissioner, her name is Brandon Morrison. She claims to be a Republican, and she sided with the Democrats. Now, you people in Memphis, Tennessee, in this individual's district, you get to have a choice. You get to have a say on election day, on primary day. And there's a rock-solid conservative, a guy that by all indications, is a great American patriot, a war veteran. He's a rock-solid conservative by the name of Carpenter. And you can look this guy up, those of you listening to us in Memphis. And what you guys can do, the voters, you can send a message. And you can tell these elected leaders, we elected you as a Republican, but when you got elected, you turned your back on us, you stabbed us in the back, you hurt small businesses, and you sided with the Democrats. There's a price to pay for that. And you folks all over America, you need to do the same thing. Willard Mitt Romney doesn't ever, he needs to be voted out of office. Adam Kinzinger, well, he saw the writing on the wall. You folks in Wyoming, you guys are doing that right now with Liz Cheney. And I don't know if that's salvageable. For years, I've loved Liz Cheney. I thought she would make a great president. And folks, I'm just being as clear and transparent as I can. Out of all the people in America, I was one of the people that was perhaps shocked the most that she turned her back on conservatives. I don't know why, but I'm hoping that maybe that could all get worked out. I hate it when there are big family squabbles, and that's what that is. The Republicans, the conservatives, we're a family. There are squabbles. You handle that behind closed doors. You don't launch a committee and try to destroy every conservative in America, and that's what's happening right now. So all that to say, we've got a lot of work to do to make sure that we right this ship called America, because we are in a bad spot right now. So when all this is going to happen, I cannot tell you. But folks, the pieces are being moved around on the board. And you have an opportunity to see what very well could be a historic moment in American politics. Because there's no way Joe Biden finishes this term in office. No way whatsoever. Now, you may disagree, and I'd love to hear from you, but I don't believe there's any way this guy can stay in office, especially with what is about to come out surrounding Hunter Biden's laptop, which has now been verified by every mainstream media outlet in America, thanks originally to the reporting of the New York Post. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Congressman Matt Gaetz, by the way, at the rally last week, suggested that he would nominate Donald Trump to be Speaker of the House. Now, a question as we go to break, would you rather Trump be Speaker of the House? Would you rather him be President of the United States? Or do you think it's time for him to enjoy golfing at Mar-a-Lago? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, people, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. By the way, ToddStearns.com, we have some great video. You got to see this story. A Chick-fil-A staffer in Collierville, Tennessee, that's a suburb of Memphis, actually, there was a police officer, and the officers were getting the living daylights beaten out of him. This crazed lunatic was beating up the police officer in the drive-thru. Somebody turned on the camera. We've got the video over at ToddStearns.com, and you got to see this. It's unbelievable. And there were people coming and helping bystanders, were helping the police officer. This big old Chick-fil-A worker comes barreling out of the store like a bouncer, and he bear hugs the suspect and takes him down to the ground. It's unbelievable. The officers got injured. I mean, he was beaten up, but he's going to be okay. The suspect was suffering some sort of a mental break, so I don't know. They took him to the hospital. They used to call that the loony bin, but I don't think we're allowed to say that anymore. And now everybody's saying this the Chick-fil-A guy needs to get a raise. I called the Chick-fil-A this morning, and I'm like, hey, and we really don't want to do this. Talk to the police department. The police department says, you know what, we just want to say thank you to everybody who came to the rescue of the police officer. And you know that when they said thank you to the Chick-fil-A guy, he was like, yeah, my pleasure. You know, that's what they do. That's what they do. All right, so check that out at ToddStearns.com. All right, let's get to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Gary in Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. All right, what do you think here, Gary? Should Trump be Speaker of the House, President, or enjoy golfing at Mar-a-Lago?
Well, I'm thinking that probably he needs to, go as Speaker of the House and help out DeSantis there. I think DeSantis the people in Florida love him. And there's a couple other little things that I want to say as far as the, I can't remember what you had called her, but the council lady or some person who, voted, with the Democrats and she's a Republican. The bad thing is she's already gotten the money. And the same thing with Liz Cheney. She's already gotten the money. So now that these folks have been paid off you know, they're probably set for a good bit. So, you know, they don't have to worry about it. If they get kicked out, there you go. And I'm going to hang up and let you talk about that.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of truth in what you just said there, Gary. And the fact is that a lot of these folks, they campaign one way. When they get elected, it's not that they're, they said they were conservative. So this is not the fault of you, the voters. Where I blame voters is when these elected leaders turn their backs on you, they run for re-election, and you give them your vote again. And at that point, you say, all right, what are we doing here? We're only aiding and abetting these people, these lawmakers, to make millions of dollars instead of doing what they told us they were going to do in the first place. And I understand, I'm not a big fan of term limits. And the reason why is you look at some of these lawmakers, they've been in Congress for 20, 30 years, and they're doing a heck of a great job. They're living up to their campaign promises. So I don't want to punish those guys simply because you've got a lot of bad eggs out there. Let's go to Maine. Jim listening to us, WLOB, great radio station.
Yeah, Todd, great listening to you. Love your show. So I read something the other day, and I wanted you to clarify, and it said it was constitutional stuff regarding Kamala Harris not being able to be president because of her birth status, and that her parents were from somewhere else, each one of them, and that she was an anchor baby or something. But I'm not a scholar, but I'm looking for any reason to prevent her from being president.
Yeah, no, look, Jim, I don't blame you, and I'm so glad you asked that question. No, Kamala Harris is, in fact, born American. So she's a natural-born American citizen, so she is, in fact, eligible to be president.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, I hear you, but the question is, does she have the mental capacity? And I think the answer is absolutely not. I mean, I've never seen such a stupid person, and I don't mean that to be mean or derogatory. It's just a matter of, you know, she's a moron.
It's embarrassing when she's out there. It truly is. Great show, Todd. Love listening to you. Keep it up, man.
Jim, you're a great American, and you say tell Ray Richardson up there at WLOB that we said hello. We're big Ray Richardson fans. Let's go to Carol in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Carol. How are you today?
I am very well. It's beautiful in Georgia, and we enjoy you on WDUN.
Well, you're kind to say that. All right, what do you think about President Trump here?
I think he needs to get some new tees and just go play golf.
New tees. Okay. New tees and play golf.
Tees, tees as in golf.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, I gotcha. You know what we ought to, you know, if he does that, Carol, we ought to somehow get him a membership over at Augusta National.
Oh, that might entice him.
It just might. So why is it? Why do you want him out on the golf course and not in the White House?
I think he's too old, and I am old. I just think that's the kind of stress and pressure an older person does not need. I don't know who might be a good president, but I that's just my opinion. But I also have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I have heard rumors all around on talk radio that should Kamala Harris be eligible, say Biden's gone, that there is a technicality in some law or something that could keep her from taking the presidency. Do you know anything about that? Have you heard that?
You know, Carol, I have, and we've researched that, and based on all the information we have, and we've done a pretty good deep dive into this, you know, Kamala Harris is, in fact, eligible to be president of the United States. So there's really nothing that would disqualify her, aside from the fact of her being an idiot. And if that was the case, then that would disqualify a lot of our previous presidents. Carol, God bless you. Thanks for the call. All right, Carol says President Trump too old, needs to enjoy that golf course. What say you? 844-747-8868. We have a couple of lines open now. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back, America.
Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868. That's our phone number. Hang tight if you're on the line. We're going to get to your calls about President Trump in just a few moments. So yesterday on this program, I told you about a story that the U.S. Army is planning to cut its troop numbers below 1 million. That would make the U.S. Army the smallest size since World War II. So why is that? Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line here in our beautiful Liberty University studios. We're always honored to have with us our military guy, Colonel David Giamona. Colonel, always good to have you back with us.
Todd, it's always a pleasure to be with you. I think we're going to have some interesting things to talk about today.
So you're also, by the way, the author of a book coming out later this year, The Military Guide to Disarming Deception. I want to get to that in just a moment, but should we be concerned that the Army is shrinking in size?
You know, it just kind of baffles one's mind and intelligence that in a world that is on the brink of World War III, that we would be limiting or, you know, downsizing. But I understand why, because Joe Biden wants more money for his pet projects that are costing trillions of dollars, at the same time putting us in high risk of some serious issues just forthcoming here in the near future.
Yeah, and that seems to me to be the big question is why, and I think there could be multiple issues. The military says that they're blaming it on a tight labor market. But if correct me if I'm wrong here, Colonel, they were booting members of the military out simply for not getting the jab in the arm.
That's correct. You know, they're speaking out of both sides of their mouth. The fact of the matter is, we don't have a problem. I was in the Army 32 years, and they always met their mark, their numbers. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, money is tight no matter what, how you slice it. But if you keep cutting our oil supplies off, if you keep kowtowing to, foreign interests, and, you know, the money dries up, you know, Congress always wants a peace dividend, but now is not the time to cut our forces in the face of China, Russia, North Korea, Middle East explosions. We cannot afford this at this time.
Well, and not only that, and I'm curious to hear from our listeners, many of whom served in the military, many of them are in the military. I don't know if they actually looked at what they were doing as a job, like, you know, I got to go to work today. I mean, this is almost a calling, I would think.
Well, right. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, as we're recruiting young people, a lot of them are not physically fit as they used to be. They're not coming out of the farm anymore. They're not, you know, pursuing this in schools anymore. And so we do have a national problem with our physical fitness. There's no question about that. But then again, that comes to leadership. And as I've said on many shows across the nation, you know, when you lack leadership, then you lack all the other things that go with it. And this is just part of a huge problem. The United States, we have a leadersless White House right now, and the whole world knows that.
Yes. David Giamona, a colonel, retired colonel, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And, you know, David, again, not only the China virus, I don't think a lot of, you know, very healthy young people want to get jabbed with something when they look around and realize that a lot of other young people are getting very, very sick. We had a report on a couple of weeks ago about Air Force pilots who their careers are over because they got the jab and developed heart problems. So I think that's one component. But, David, I think maybe a broader issue may be they don't want to jump into this woke culture that exists inside the military right now.
Well, that's right, Todd. I mean, I'm getting called. I got one yesterday. Guy wants to talk to me who's active duty. How do I deal with the woke culture? And I got it. I understand that. And that's why a lot of people, you know, right now are reserving. You know, our parents, the parents across the United States, they don't want to bring their kids into a woke army. They want to bring their kids in an army that is disciplined, you know, and training their young people to survive in combat. And so right now we're shooting ourselves in the foot because that woke environment is causing havoc. And I was served under Barack Obama, and I understand they try to use the military as a social agenda to see whether or not these things are going to work in the military so they work in the civilian. But the military is not a place for us to be doing those kind of experiments. Our military should be training young people for the art and of combat and surviving a war, which we're headed to very quickly here.
Not sure if you saw the this video. We've got it up on our website, and we have the audio here. This is yesterday, the final day for the – I didn't realize it was a month. It was the, what, National Women's Month or something. Everybody's got a day. It's like Waffle Day. I don't know, Fruity Pebbles Day, Women's Month. And so to celebrate Women's Month, which coincided with Transgender Day, the Air Force and Space Force decided to salute one of their own. Cut number one, please.
I want to wish you a happy Women's History Month. I want to introduce Lieutenant Colonel Bree Fram, who I'm pleased to be joined with this afternoon. Lieutenant Colonel Fram is currently serving as an astronautical engineer here at the Pentagon, working space acquisition policies. Bree is also the one of the highest ranking transgender service members in the military and is the highest ranking transgender service member in the Department of the Air Force. So thank you so much for joining us. You've been instrumental, as mentioned, in the stand-up of the Space Force, and now you're working to develop these policies and processes that are really going to help the new Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Space Acquisition and Integration get things moving. So how is that going?
It's going really well. It's an amazing opportunity to be part of something where we can help set the process that allows us to remain ahead of our adversaries in space. What we really want to do is be able to make fast and accurate decisions so that there is never a day without space that our joint force depends on so badly.
You are an inspiration to many, right? You are breaking barriers, and it's important, though, for us, I think, for everyone to understand kind of what motivates you, right? What keeps you, what inspires you, what keeps you motivated?
You know, what really keeps me motivated is the people that are going to come after us. Some people have called me a trailblazer in some of the things that I do, and that's something I really embrace, because what that means is that it's not about me. It's about the fact that the road behind me is now paved, and the generation coming after us has an easier chance to make it to where I've made it, to make it where so many others have made it, but then they've got the time and the energy to go further. So if we can set the conditions where the folks after us get to do even greater things, I'm thrilled.
Now, David, I don't know much about warfare in space, but I would think if I was an alien, an actual alien from another planet, and I see these videos, I'm not going to be deterred. I'm like, oh, wow, all right, let's go invade Earth.
Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly right. You know, we should be focused on the things that are really important. And, you know, we're looking at a very small percentage. And I know the media loves to blow these things up, but less than 1%, you know, are transgender. And we need to focus on the 99% and get them ready for war and combat, whether it's land, air, space, wherever it is. And I read this just today that, you know, the world's laughingstock. We're becoming that because they don't consider us war fighters. We consider us a bunch of sissies out there catering to all kinds of different things that are not really going to win us a war.
Yeah, look, maybe I'm just old school. I know they had, if you remember the CIA recruitment video, and you know they're featuring, you know, the whole rainbow assortment of people groups out there now, and talking about how, you know, we're trying to deal with emotional issues, encouraging people to play board games. I'm sitting here going, are you people kidding me? This is a very clear and present danger, and our fighting forces, and correct me if I'm wrong here, David, are to kill the enemy, blow up the enemy, and sink the enemy.
Yeah, we're to win the nation's wars. And the Army, its mantra is, hey, we kill people and we blow things up. We win wars for our nation. So, and I was really involved in getting us back in the last few years when I was in active duty, to get us back on track, to focus, because we had so many training things for our commanders to do that were nonsensical. We had to stop all of that and start focusing on the warfighting mission, because that's what the United States is paying us to do, not to to hold a social agenda of, you know, the first America do this and America do that. We're there to win wars for our nation, or we're going to get our butts kicked in the future if we're not careful.
All right, David, we're going to wrap it up. One final question for you. So here we are, smallest army since World War II. Where does that leave us in the event we do have to fight a war?
Well, it leaves us, train up time takes a long time. Recruitment, train up, you got to think in terms of longevity. So if they're going to be, you know, scaling back the forces, those people are going to be leaving, going into our workforce. Who are we going to recruit? Who are we going to get? Even if our reservists are ready, we should going to still need more people. And we did the same thing, unfortunately, history is repeating itself, before World War II, very small army, and we were on the brink of World War. I think we're in the same boat. Again, it goes back to leadership. I hate beating that horse, but it's all about leadership. And right now, in the military and in our government, we just don't have it.
All right, David, again, thanks for coming on the program today. Folks, we've got a link to the book coming out in August, The Military Guide to Disarming Deception. David, and we also have a link to David's website as well. David, God bless. Thank you, sir.
Todd, always a pleasure. God bless. Thank you.
That's retired Colonel David Giamona. He is our military guy, and he always comes to the table with good stuff. But that should alarm us. Look, I mean, God forbid we get into a shooting war with the Russians. It's World War III. I think the average American man is going to step up to the plate. He's going to volunteer. And if you're from the southern states, if you're from the Midwest, you don't need that much training. You know, you're going to be able to get in there because most of you guys know how to handle weapons already. But it's going to take some time. And it puts the entire country in grave jeopardy. And that's what Biden's doing here. They are weakening the military, just like his boss, Barack Hussein Obama. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We're going to go right to the phones when we get back. That's 844-747-8868. You know, people ask me, who can I trust in the media? Well, you can trust us. You can trust ToddStearns.com. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. 65% of Republicans don't trust any of them. Well, I found a source to trust in addition to us. It's called Newsmax TV. I go online to Newsmax.com for my breaking headlines, watch Newsmax TV all the time. I even downloaded the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. I love that thing. And by the way, it's free of charge. Nielsen says about 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but they do not watch Fox News Channel. So many people are making the switch to Newsmax. You can start every day with Wake Up America with Rob Finnerty. You can watch Chris Salcedo, Greg Kelly, Rob Schmidt. Great weekend lineup, too. Our good buddy Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk. 20 million Americans have already made the switch. They watch Newsmax all the time, and you should, too. Hey, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio program. It's good to have you with us today. By the way, big weekend in Memphis, Tennessee. The Mid-America Passion Play is getting, well, they launched last night. Huge crowds. They have tickets available, and if you'd like information, we're going to be out there Saturday and Sunday. We'll have a table. You'll be able to drop by. We'll be there tonight as well. You'll be able to drop by and say hello. MidAmericaPassionPlay.org. That's MidAmericaPassionPlay.org. And we'd love for you to come out there and be a part of the great of this incredible tradition here in the Mid-South as we gear up for Easter Sunday. All right, let's go to the phone. Statesville, North Carolina. Bill, listening to us on WSIC. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Todd. Listen, I retired out at the Navy after 30 years as a captain, and I can tell you right now that the colonel's absolutely right. Do more with less is not going to work. Those combatant commanders out there on the front need to be screaming to the service secretaries. The war plans are going to get pretty much messed up. The service secretaries, their duty is to organize, train, and equip. And if they don't have the bodies to do that, it's just not going to happen. I know even back in when I got out in 2013 in a lot of the war plans, we were shuffling things around for force allocations. For example, the Army Corps of Engineers on the war plans were trying to backfill on paper with Navy CBs. And all those organizations have been cut to the bone. It's just not going to work. And it takes time, as the colonel said. You've got to, if the balloon goes up, you're talking 6 to 9 months to even train anybody to get on the front line. It's a mess.
Yeah, and again, the question is, why are they doing this? I mean, even there, even some Democrats, maybe not all of them, but a good many of them understand the importance of a strong military. And this is a very dangerous spot that the Biden administration is putting us in, Bill.
Well, think about the 1930s. I mean, we started building up military bases around the country in 1939. Started to fill up the Army, and if we hadn't done that, we'd have been 2 years behind on December 7th, 1941.
No, you're right about that. Bill, thanks for that call. Let's go to Dave, also in North Carolina, over on The Talk Station. That's in the Moorhead City area. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, thanks. I am currently, I'm up at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune right now, and listening to you, and I've gotten bits and pieces since I left Cherry Point down there. And I was telling Grace, you know, a lot of this is by design. Biden is weakening the military on purpose, but it's not the same as when Obama did it. Obama did it because he just wanted to take money away, and they don't like the military. Now, I personally went through some stuff where if you remember when Obamacare came out, the first step was realign military and VA medical. Well, by that, what they mean is they took stuff away, and they took away things for the military and the veterans to give it to the illegals. So to stay on point here, he's doing the same. They're doing that now, but what they're doing it differently. They want to intentionally weaken the military and getting rid of people who wouldn't take the jab as part of that, so that when we get to a point of conflict, and there was discussion earlier about them decommissioning a bunch of ships and stuff, they're going to say we're physically incapable of going to war because we don't have the people, we don't have the equipment. They're not going to say we got rid of it. They're going to say that we don't have it. And then they're going to try and recall these guys, like the guys who didn't take the jab.
Now, well, Dave,
they're told no.
Yeah, we got about 20 seconds here, Dave.
Okay, so what's going to happen is they're going to blame the military, they're going to blame the veterans for being not ready.
Dave, I want you to know we're standing alongside the military here. We're standing alongside our law enforcement and first responders, and I think the American people are as well, and they're just not going to tolerate this. But you're right. Biden, I believe, too, is intentionally weakening our military. Dave, God bless you. Thanks for serving us, and please tell all the folks over at Camp Lejeune that we said hello. Folks, open line Friday. That means you can ask me whatever you want to ask me. You can talk about whatever topic. I know we've got some folks on hold here. Hang tight. We're going to be getting to your calls as well. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love
this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hello, everybody. That is me, by the way. Todd Starnes. I have to do some bragging for just a moment, if you will. You know, we're modest people around here at the Todd Starnes radio program. But every now and again, we have to boast about the great work that the team at KWAM, our flagship station in Memphis, Tennessee, is doing. And one of the things that I really encouraged the staff to do when we bought the place was to be patriotic. We wanted to be a conservative blowtorch for the Mid-South, and we wanted to be a patriotic station as well. We wanted to stand up for law enforcement. And I remember early on, we'll be celebrating 2 years of ownership coming up in May. There was a police officer who was killed, and we had staffers that were literally standing in the median of the highway, manning a bucket brigade. We were taking up money and helping the Memphis Police Association raise money for the family. And that means a lot, because ultimately radio is not just, and especially talk radio, it's not just about yelling all the time. It's not about always whining and moaning and complaining all the time. No, there's lots of stuff to complain about, and no doubt about it. But it's also about being a family. And whether that's on the local level or the national level, we have, we have a sense of community on this radio station. We want to be able to stand up, and if somebody's coming under attack because of their religious beliefs or their political beliefs in, let's say, Virginia, then by golly, folks in Oklahoma and folks in California and Oregon and Maine are all going to get together, and they're going to help defend that person. And that's one of the things we do on this radio show. And so anyway, one of the first things we implemented was the Pledge of Allegiance. And if you listen to KWAM in the morning time, we have a regular citizen just recite the Pledge of Allegiance. And that's sponsored by a great friend of the radio station, David Weimer from Weimer's Jewelry. And if you go over to his jewelry shop, which is awesome, he will sell you something. Even if you don't want something, you're going to end up leaving with something. But he flies the American flag, and the man is a patriot. He dresses up in a red, white, and blue suit for the 4th of July. I never know whether to salute him or the flag. I mean, it's very star-spangled. And so we've been doing that, and people just love it. We've had kids recite the pledge, grown-ups, lawmakers. It's a pretty special thing. And then today, just mere moments ago, we decided to do something else. I was in a barbecue joint, Mission Barbecue. Have you heard about Mission Barbecue? I've talked about them before on this program. They're a great, great barbecue place, and they've got restaurants pretty much all over America. And Mission Barbecue is. They honor America's military and police and firefighters and first responders, and they do that in so many ways. And if you've been to a Mission Barbecue, you should give us a call. I've been to one, and it was years ago, but you can sort of explain what it's like. It's not just going to get good barbecue, but it's about the experience of being at this place that just blatantly, in your face, honors the military. And one of the cool things they do is at noon, no matter what everybody's doing, they stop and they have the national anthem. They play the national anthem. Doesn't matter what you're doing, everybody in that restaurant, whether you're washing the dishes or you're manning the smoker, everybody stops and they play the national anthem. So I thought, you know what? What a great idea. So today, we started a brand new tradition on KWAM, the Mighty 990, and maybe your local radio station could do something like this too. But we worked with Briarcrest Christian School. There, you might remember this school, the movie The Blind Side. Remember that with Sandra Bullock, The Blind Side movie? That was at Briarcrest. And that's where that movie happened. And that wasn't filmed there, but that's the story. That's where it was. Coach Hugh Freeze, beautiful story, inspirational story. And it is really one of the best Christian schools in America. And they have some incredibly talented students, including an a cappella group called One Voice. And we asked them, hey, we told them what we wanted to do. And they said, you know what? We can do this. So the high school kids got together. they got into the studio and they recorded a beautiful rendition of the national anthem that we could use. And it's sponsored by a wonderful group of folks here in the Mid-South. Hold that thought as I'm leaning over to grab a piece of paper here. It's James Pest Maintenance, and Lanier James is the owner. And we told him what we're going to do. He goes, man, I want to sponsor that. I got to do that. And so instead of playing news at the top of the noon hour here in Memphis, so it's 1 o'clock Eastern, noon here in the Central Time Zone, instead of playing the news, we played the national anthem, and we invited the entire city to stop what they were doing, stand up, at attention, hand over heart, and join us as we sang the national anthem. And I just think that's pretty awesome. So anyway, you know what we may try to do later on this hour? Kyle, let's try to find, we'll try to find the kids singing the national anthem. And we're going to play that on the radio show because it's just, I love it. And I just want to say thank you, first of all, to Briarcrest Christian School. Thanks to James Pest Maintenance, or Management, rather. So if you need, if you've got a pest problem in Memphis, you better give these people a call. They're patriots. And they don't like bugs, so they're good people. James Pest Management, and we want to thank our team here at KWAM. They're doing a great job standing up for conservatives, and we just love that. All right, that was my moment of personal privilege. Now let's get back to it. 844-747-8868. It's Friday. Open lines. We've had a really busy, crazy news cycle, and just want to give you the opportunity to hop on, talk to me. If you have questions, feel free to ask. I do want to go to Pennsylvania, though. Tom wants to talk about Mission Barbecue. Hey, Tom, how's it going?
How are you, Todd?
Tom, I am. You know what? I'm doing good. I was going to say I'm like feeling like a tick on a hound dog. I'm full and happy.
Well. I was with the state police. I retired last March, and we go to Mission Barbecue pretty often. They support not only the military, but all police agencies, firefighters. They always treat us great. When the riots were in Baltimore, we were sent down there. They brought a food truck to the stadium where we were deployed, fed us all for free. They're a great company.
Yeah, I was so impressed, and it's just like, you know, they sort of serve you like you're, you know, back in the military. You have those little metal trays, and man, they just love America, and they love our troops, and the barbecue is pretty darn good, too.
Yeah, absolutely. They're great people.
Now, Tom, where in Pennsylvania? Because the one I went to was somewhere around Philadelphia.
Well, I actually live in Pennsylvania now, but I was with the Maryland State Police, and I lived in Maryland at the time. I moved up here when I retired.
I see.
Would have been in Perry. All over the state they had them. You know, wherever we were, we'd go in one.
Love it. Well, God, you know what? If you're in a neighborhood where they have a Mission Barbecue, it's worth going to check out. The brisket's pretty darn good. We don't have one here in Memphis because we have, what, 732 barbecue joints. So it's kind of hard to penetrate the market, Tom.
Not only that,
I hate to say it, but we're kind of barbecue snobs here. And, you know, we understand it's brisket, but, you know, barbecue is really about the pig. I mean, you know.
I got you.
We got, yeah, it is what it is. All right,
well,
Tom.
I love the show. Keep up the good work. And I'll talk to you again.
All right. God bless you, friend. That's Tom over in Pennsylvania. So 844-747-8868. I want to go to Tina. She's been holding on for about 3 days now, listening to us on WDUN. Tina, how are you doing?
Well, Todd, I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Good. I would love to make two very quick points, if I can.
Yes, you may.
All right. The first one is, yes, Donald Trump is probably the only person on the planet who can straighten this whole thing up. But my fear is, and I don't know anything to do about it, is that the last time he was elected, you know, the Democrats really got caught with their pants down, so to speak. They didn't know it was coming. And if he's been, I'm sure they're spending every moment they have figuring out how they're going to ruin them the next time. So it scares me to death. They're probably brewing something up now.
You know what gets me, Tina? And I know they won't do this, but you could, all right, I'm going to get some blowback here, but I would like to think that there are some decent people still in the mainstream media who would acknowledge they were snookered by the Democrats, that they bought everything they were selling, hook, line, and sinker. And I know I'm mixing metaphors here, Tina, but I wonder if there would be a national reckoning, and you would have people stand up and say, you know what, Mr. President, talking about President Trump, we were wrong. They screwed you. They tried to destroy you. What they did to this man, and it goes all the way back to 2016, Tina. I don't think I would have been able to survive that as a human being.
I don't think most people could, but yeah. I'm just imagine what they're doing. In the mainstream media, they've lost all credibility, all of it. And they've never said they're sorry for anything that I know of.
Yeah. No, they haven't, and they won't. They won't admit it. I mean, you had, what, 50? Well, let me give you an example. Was it the 51 intelligence officials who said, oh, yeah, there's no way that Hunter Biden laptop is real. It's Russia disinformation. Not a single one of those people, not a single one, Tina, has retracted their original statement or apologized.
Exactly. And that goes for Facebook, too. I posted so many things. So many of my friends posted stuff, and it disappeared immediately. It was horrific.
And Tina, to your point, I actually had to tell my staff, just don't bother posting stuff about the China virus because Facebook will lock you down. It's just insane. But this is the world we live in. And Tina, a lot of those stories that we posted turned out to be true.
Of course. Yeah.
No apologies.
No, none. But can I make one more really quick point?
Yes, ma'am, you may.
Okay. I spent most of my grown-up years in upstate New York and in western Pennsylvania, and I don't want those people sold short, because there are some red-blooded, Bible-thumping, pistol-packing Trump supporters, lots of them, lots and lots of them. The only place you've got these idiot Democrats, sorry about that, is down in the cities, down in New York City and stuff. And in Philadelphia and all that.
Yeah, it's a good point. And I will say this. In Philadelphia, in parts of New York, I'm thinking about Bay Ridge, Staten Island, Queens. There are some gun-toting, Bible-clinging, pastrami-eating patriots, too.
Well, I'm sure there are, but yeah.
But by and large, I get your point. Tina, God bless you, and thanks for holding on. All right, I've been told that we have the national anthem. So this is what the folks in Memphis are going to be hearing every day at noon, at the top of the hour. This is One Voice. These are high school kids you're about to hear, folks, from One Voice, Briarcrest Christian School.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
Get ready to smoke them if you got them. So the House of Representatives just voted to decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. And and there were Republicans voting with the Democrats. So here we go. This is from the reporting of FoxNews.com. Timothy Naurazi is the reporter. The U.S. House of Representatives voted Friday to decriminalize possession of marijuana on the federal level. Three Republicans voted yes. Two Democrats voted no. Matt Gaetz of Florida voted yes. Are we surprised by that? Tom McClintock of California voted yes. And Brian Mast of Florida all voted yes. Those are the three Republicans who voted yes. Interestingly enough, I don't know why I find this interesting, but Chris Pappas of New Hampshire and Henry Cuellar of Texas, the two Democrats who voted no. 844-747-8868. You know who's going to be happy about this? Well, yes, I mean the marijuana distributors, I suppose, but also the people who make Funyuns and Doritos. I'm just saying, it's there. If you are in the corn chip business, get ready. You better start gearing up. Ramp up production. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Rocco in Georgia. Rocco, thanks for hanging on. How are you today?
Doing pretty good, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing good. Rocco, you want some Funyuns there? Do you?
Well, I mean, if you own a Taco Bell, I mean, you're in business now. I mean, that's the main owners go to Taco Bell.
Or White Castle. White Castle, right. If I remember my movies correctly.
I want to stipulate up front, this is not an April Fool's phone call. But given the news earlier this week that Bruce Willis has been diagnosed with aphasia and he can't work anymore and all the stuff he does, I went and looked on the Mayo Clinic the symptoms of aphasia. And I looked at the six main symptoms, Todd, and you know that Joe Biden, seriously, no joke, has five of the six main symptoms. And three of them are you speak in short and incomplete sentences. You substitute one word for another or one sound for another. And three, you speak in unrecognizable words. Todd, he does that every time he gets up on the microphone.
Rocco, we're going to have to leave it there. That is an excellent point you raise. And I'll fill people in on aphasia and what that is coming up after the break. But it does make you wonder if Joe Biden is suffering from the same affliction. We'll be right back, America. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. All right, folks, let me finish up this thought on Bruce Willis. We've got a little bit of breaking news of the border to share with you. So hang tight. So Bruce Willis, really one of my favorite actors. I love this guy. And Bruce Willis, back in the day, was, I remember watching him as a kid on television. He had a show with Cybill Shepherd called Moonlighting. Anybody remember that show back in the day? Moonlighting. And they didn't get... They had this great on-air chemistry, but they've been fighting for, 30 years? There was something happened. There's bad blood between them. But anyway, this was back in the 80s, and it was an awesome series called Moonlighting. That's been back when Willis had hair. And it was just a really fun, just a fun comedy drama. So, anyway, that goes way back in the day. But anyway, Bruce Willis... now says he's calling it a career, dealing with an issue called aphasia, which is a brain disorder. Now, that is not like the disease. I mean, this is a symptom of something else. And most of the time, aphasia, which it leads to problems with speaking and reading and writing, and it's normally It's normally caused by a stroke or some sort of a head injury, a tumor or something like that. And we don't know what it is. The Philadelphia Inquirer says that Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who was shot back in 2011, has aphasia as a result of the injury. So there was something else happened to Bruce Willis that caused this condition. They say about 2 million people are affected with it. So pray for Bruce. What a good guy. Great actor and just a good guy. And you don't want anybody to go through something like this. It's a terrible thing. But to the caller's point, when you look at a lot of the symptoms that present itself with this, Joe Biden sort of hits, he knocks off all the items on the checklist. Very interesting. 844-747-8868. It is open line Friday. You say, Tom, what does that mean? It means you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. And we're going to get to your calls in just a moment. I do want to share this info with you. Our good buddy over at Fox News, Bill Malugan, he is the border guy. He is in with the Border Patrol guys. They're giving him all this intel. And this item just out. And I want you to hear what's happening down on the border. This is going to blow you away. Three high-level Border Patrol sources tell me there have been over 300,000 recorded gotaways since October 1st, including more than 62,000 just in the month of March. That's 2,000 per day. I'm told the true number is even higher. These are only the known cases. You say, what does that mean, gotaway? Those are the ones that got away. They ran and they kept running and nobody caught up with them. More than 62,000 illegals got past Border Patrol agents in March. 62,000. Now, you folks in Gainesville, Georgia, that's about the size of your city, give or take a few thousand. That's a lot of people. And as the Fox reporting suggests, it is a whole heck of a lot more than that. Those are only the ones we know about. While that information is coming out, this was the second piece of breaking news about the border. And it involves Title 42. We were talking about this with Senator Marsha Blackburn yesterday, day before, Senator Bill Hagerty, who is heading a delegation of deputy sheriffs and mayors to the border this weekend. The Biden administration finally announced it would be terminating the Title 42 public health policy that has been used by Trump and Biden to quickly expel migrants at the southern border. Title 42 will expire at the end of May in spite of a massive wave of illegals coming across the border. So understand this. We're talking about about a half a million illegals a month coming across the border, or at least getting to the border. Folks, those are numbers, and we're going to have to pay very close attention to what goes down in these midterm elections, but that's where the steal could come from. Democrats aren't stupid. They know that a lot of their current minority voters are very unhappy with the policies. They're suffering along with all the rest of us, and they're getting ready for a change. And the Democrats see this. They need a new voting block, and it's coming across our southern border. You know, we talk about wanting to help the Ukrainians secure their border, which I'm all for. I say give the Ukrainians whatever they need. The Ukrainians don't want us. They want equipment and bullets, planes. Give them what they need. But at the same time, we need to be doing what we can to secure our border. Biden is like, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what's going on. Why can't we catch these people? Because there are not enough Border Patrol agents. When you've got thousands of people every single day coming across that border, the agents can't do it all. They just can't. There's no way humanly possible. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why President Donald John Trump wanted to do, quite frankly, a brilliant thing. Build a wall. Because guess what happens? The wall actually works. Or at least it's a strong deterrent. A deterrent that actually works. 844-747-8868. Are you surprised by these numbers? I think they're more. Way more. 844-747-8868. Now, Ron DeSantis. Man, I like this. Every single day, he sounds more and more presidential. Here's a guy who is comfortable in his own skin. He doesn't care what Hollywood says about him. Doesn't care what the mainstream media says about him. He doesn't care. He does what he believes is right. Now, DeSantis has been leading the charge against Disney. And DeSantis said yesterday what we've been saying on this program for a very long time, that if we're not careful, Disney is going to destroy the country. Cut number four.
We got to ask you what you did yesterday. And you basically said, hey, Disney, I don't like your stance against this bill, this parent rights bill. So maybe we're going to revisit your special status in Florida. Do you want to expand on that?
Well, over many, many decades, Brian, they've gotten incredible treatment from the Florida legislature, and they are treated on a pedestal. This one corporation is treated differently than everybody else. And so that's not something I've ever supported. But now in the legislature, you see a movement to reevaluate those special privileges. And so at the end of the day, I think Disney has gotten over its skis on this. And look, there's policy disputes, and that's fine. But when you're trying to impose a woke ideology on our state, you know, we view that as a significant threat. This wokeness will destroy this country if we let it run unabated. So in Florida, we take a very big stand against that. And I think the legislature is going to look at that. And 6 months ago, it would have been unthinkable that they would be willing to reevaluate those special privileges. I think they are going to do that now. And that's going to represent a major shift for our state. But at the end of the day, you know, I don't believe in special treatment for any corporation.
Sure. Yeah, none whatsoever. By the way, all DeSantis needs to do, and there are a couple of things the Republicans can do here. First of all, back when Disney was looking at Florida to build their Big Magic Kingdom, at the time it was only Disneyland in Anaheim, Walt Disney and the Disney Corporation met with Florida government leaders, and they said, okay, here's the deal. We're going to work out an agreement where you can operate a quasi-government. So you'll be responsible for your fire department, your police department, all these other things. That is something that was carved out for them. I just say revoke it. Just revoke whatever special deals were made with Disney. And you can take that a step further, and you can tell Disney, you know what, if you don't like our policies, you can feel free to pack up and go somewhere else. You think they would do that? No, of course not. They've got too much at stake in Florida. They're not gonna do anything. But he's right. DeSantis is right. If Disney is not stopped, they will destroy the country. Keep in mind, most of the indoctrination, the forced indoctrination, is happening inside the public school classroom. What happens when it comes directly into your living room by way of these cartoons, by way of these television programs that your kids are going to want to watch? Speaking of that, Southern Baptist Convention, the nation's largest Protestant denomination, they're having their big annual convention in Anaheim, Florida. They're actually encouraging the Baptist to go to Disneyland. What's wrong with you people? So I went back onto the Southern Baptist Convention's website, and they have an organization called the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. They're the public policy wing of the convention, the denomination. And their job is to weigh in on the big culture issues of the day. You know what they're focused on? They want to make sure that the children of the illegals are taken care of. They're going after the DACA kids. They want to take care of the DACA kids. Not a single story on the ERLC website about what's happening in Florida with the parental rights and education bill. Not one story correcting the narrative that this is not a don't say gay bill, because the word gay is nowhere in the documents. I don't see anywhere in the ERLC website or their Twitter feed, social media pages, where they're actually standing up and saying, hey, we believe this is a bad thing. Moms and dads need the right to be able to protect their kids, And kindergartners don't need to be learning about LGBTQIA or even heterosexual sex. I don't see anything about that. So what's going on there? I mean, we got a lot of Baptists that listen to this program. Does that bother you that your Southern Baptist Convention leaders are encouraging you to go and hang out at Disneyland after what Disney has done? And Disney is playing hardcore here. And you know why? Because they know you guys aren't going to do anything. They know, by and large, that people aren't going to do anything. I mean, let me ask you a question. Have you canceled your Disney subscription? Have you canceled your Disney plans? If you have, I'd like to hear from you. I canceled Disney Plus a few days ago. That's the only thing Disney I do. I'm not a big fan of the furry animals that wander around in the suits at the Disney places. It's just weird. I don't know. But I'm curious. Have any of you finally said, you know what, that's it. The line of the sand has been drawn. It has been crossed. I am not going to be participating at Disney anymore. But God bless Ron DeSantis. God bless Jose Castillo. He's running for Congress. He was on our show. He's a guy that actually works at Disney. He's one of the few people going on record and speaking out about what's really going on there. Because everybody else is terrified. This is for such a time as this moment. What was it Bonhoeffer said? Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. You know what? Go on the record, people. If you work at Disney and you don't agree with this, stand up and say something. There are going to be people out there standing alongside you. You're not going to be by yourself. Stand up. Say something. 844-747-8868. Man, our good friend Mike Liddell is all ready for spring, and he's got some great deals just for our listeners. As a matter of fact, Mike actually created a special page just for us, mypillow.com/starns. That's mypillow.com/starns. Folks, there are hundreds of items on our page, and you're going to get a discount on every single one of them. And Mike is going to send you a free gift, but you have to use my promo code STARNS. Let's just take the My Pillows. You know how much those things cost. Normally, $19.98. That's how much you're going to be paying. $19.98 with my promo code. You're going to be able to buy a My Pillow for $19.98, and it will revolutionize your sleeping. I trust me on this. And let me talk about the gift. Mike's going to send you a copy of his incredible book talking about his testimony. It normally costs around $20. You're going to get that free as a gift simply for buying a MyPillow product. Doesn't matter what you buy, Mike is going to send you a gift so long as you use my promo code STARNS. So go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS. Enter the promo code STARNS, and man, are you going to be sleeping good tonight. We'll be right back, America. All right, Ron DeSantis also talking about people moving into Florida from other states. We're going to play that audio after the top of the hour news break. But he makes a great point. You know, again, keep your politics back in your home state. Don't bring your liberal left-wing nonsense down to the red states. You don't want to screw it, because all that's going to do is going to screw it up for everybody. But anyway, they've got a song that they're singing about Governor Ron DeSantis, and this is pretty awesome. Let's take a listen. This band's hand.
The press don't like him, but it sure does get my business.
Yep.
He stands up for what he believes. So don't come down here trying to change things. We're doing all right in the Sunshine State. Stay out of our business. Leave our gov alone. Down in
Florida,
he's shooting us straight, telling us
at the White House. Yeah, he's fighting for the right to keep our state free. Well, he's taking on the swamp and he's calling out Dr. Fauci.
Fauci.
He's the only one fighting for you and me.
You and me.
Yeah, we're free. Yeah, we're free.
All right, folks, we got to take a break here, but we're going to keep listening into this. This is a great song, Sweet Florida. And we're going to be taking your calls after the top of the hour news break, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Hang on, America.
He's shooting us straight, telling us the truth. Well, we ain't been locked down, we still have our freedom. We can still see our friends and family. Our kids are in school and we can go to church on Sunday. And it's all because the Santas knows how to lead.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hello, people. This hour of the Todd Starnes radio program, fueled by delicious fries from Five Guys. Are that those were Five Guys? Yes, the staff is saying yes. So the staff ordered food from Five Guys and did not ask the host if he wanted a Five Guys sandwich. But they felt bad, and they have now provided me with the – are those Cajun fries? They're very spicy. All right, they're saying they don't know. But they're very tasty fries. Anyway, good to have you with us today. And a lot of you folks are weighing in on the Facebook Live feed about Mission Barbecue and Disney. Sydney – from California says, no more Disney for our family. We're done. Canceling our Disney Plus. By the way, is it just me, or have you guys noticed with the apps, you know, the you get like Hulu and you get Disney Plus, HBO Max, you've got what, Showtime, you've got Paramount. Have you guys noticed that you cut the cord, but you're actually spending more money now on shows and technically getting less channels or fewer channels? Maybe it's just me. Let's see here. Here we go. Crystal says Barbecue Mission or Mission Barbecue is awesome. She goes to the one in Evansville, Indiana. You know, I've been to Evansville. Do they still have the casino? They used to have a casino right there. They're right along on the river, and they had a casino there back in the day. They have an airport. I'll never forget this. I was covering Hillary Clinton, and something happened during that stop that I cannot share on the radio, but it is absolutely hilarious. And I'm saving that one for the memoirs because I'll probably never be able to get back on the radio after I tell that story. It's just something that happened it's something I observed in Hillary Clinton's campaign office. And it was just, it's very telling about the Democrats, but it deals with an issue that is very sensitive. No, not the LGBT stuff. No, it's about race. It's about Hillary Clinton's campaign and race in Evansville, Indiana. And it's a hilarious story. No, it's just vulgar. That's why I can't share it. It's vulgar. Anyway, all that to say, Crystal, I'm glad you enjoyed the barbecue joint there in Evansville, Indiana. And then Crystal also says the mission plays the national anthem at noon, and they stop from doing everything, and they play it, and it's beautiful. And Veronica says she went to Mission Barbecue but did not enjoy the food. I will say this. You get the brisket. The only time you should be getting pulled pork is in Memphis, Tennessee. That's it. Period. Nashville, I just have never been impressed with Nashville's food scene at all. I mean, what about the hot chicken? Okay, that was just recently created. I've grown up in the South my entire life. I never heard of hot chicken until a few years ago. And it was good. I mean, it's okay, but it's not like Memphis food. It's not like Gus's fried chicken, which even then I'm not a big fan of fried chicken. The only fried chicken I like has to come from somebody's mom or grandma. And then you know it's going to be good fried chicken. What are we talking about? Oh, yes. All you carpetbaggers, people moving from New York and from Boston and Vermont, and you come down to the southern states and you screw things up for the rest of us. Well, Ron DeSantis is talking about all that. Cut number two.
You know, you look at the demand in Florida. I mean, part of the reason is because people are trying to get the hell out of these dumpster fire states.
And it's true. Just don't bring your politics with. And they are dumpster fire states, aren't they? I mean, it's terrible when you look at what's happened in the smash and grab robberies. It's just awful. The filth. Oh, terrible. One of the things about living in New York City, which was a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong. A lot of fun. Had a lot of fun. And by the way, so I want to say hello to our good friend Jeff Stein from radio station KXEL, our great affiliate in Iowa. He's watching on our Getter live feed. That's right, Getter live feed. Just look for my name, Todd Stearns, and you'll see him. But I remember New York City. Had a great time. Winters are brutal. You know, here in the South, it gets down to 40, and we're like freaking out. But there, it gets down to like 40 below. It's just frigid. And then it warms up, and the spring is very nice, and the fall is very nice. But towards the end of summertime, and again, this is just a unique New York City issue, because you have, 12, 13 million people living butt cheek to butt cheek. So the city in the late summer develops a very peculiar odor, and it's really nauseating, to be honest with you. It's very off-putting, and I remember asking someone the first summer in New York, and I'm like, what is that god-awful smell? And somebody said, it's New Jersey. Now, I don't know if that was true or not. I don't know if the swamp gas from the marshland of New Jersey was wafting over. But the folks there in New York City, they hate the people in Jersey. And they kind of – it's basically if you are – let's say you live in Georgia. It's what you would think of someone who lives in Alabama, right? Or if you're in Arkansas or something. We all have these regional biases. And they've got one in New York. No, we love all people on this program. But it's just so anyway, it's just, again, I understand. It's a filthy place. Taxes are out the wazoo. It's you can't walk outside. The crime is horrific. And so people are packing up, and they're coming down to the southern states. North Carolina, they are on the verge of ruining North Carolina. And I got a problem with that. I love North Carolina. But unfortunately, all of these people from up north are bringing their politics to your state, North Carolina, and they're going to turn you blue. And it won't be long. And the same thing's about to happen in Texas. Well, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Gene in Statesville, North Carolina. Hey, Gene, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, thank you for taking my call. We love you here. We're so glad you took Rush's spot. You're just as good, and we're so glad for you. I just want to say, in answer to your question a little while back, you said, would you rather see Donald Trump as president or Speaker of the House? He's not too old to be president again. He's the only person that can save us from this mess. And I feel safe if he's in Washington taking his rightful place. Gotcha.
All right. Gene, you got me?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thanks, Gene. I thought it was an April Fool joke at first. But no, I understand what she meant then. I like Gene. Thank you for those kind words, Gene. So look, Gene says he's not too old. And, you know, the reality is Trump is pretty with it. I'd say, you know, I guarantee you he'd be happy to take a cognitive test and he'd pass with flying colors. I sure do. So, all right, Gene says Trump needs to be back in the White House. He's the only one who can fix all of this. What say you? Let's go to Ella J, Georgia. Our good friend Joe from Ella J wants to weigh in on Disney. Hey, Joe, what's happening?
I just want to say this. I'm not going to tell you how much, but I own a whole lot of Disney stock, and I just put
how
on
much?
Facebook.
No,
I want to see the president and all the top officers fired. This is ridiculous going against them. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, I'm sure the American people don't want Disney doing the things they're doing, and so I'm calling for everybody that agrees with me to contact Disney and ask that the top people be fired, because this is inexcusable, don't you think?
Yes. And Joe, you bring up a good point. As much as we need to make decisions not to go on vacation there and to cancel subscriptions, I think your recommendation is probably going to be even more effective when people start getting rid of their stock and start, you know, divesting of Disney.
Well, I think they ought to fire them, and I think they ought to do it immediately. I mean, this is just terrible. I've had, you know, I call a lot of, you got the best talk show in the country as far as I'm concerned, but I do a lot of talk shows, and everybody I know is calling me and saying, Joe, let's get rid of the Disney officers. So I agree with that. So let's call for that. I'm going to say, Todd, that I announced it on your show that I want to see the president of Disney and all the top officers fired immediately.
And Joe, do you think that, I mean, you're a businessman, you know about these things, do you think that would really be effective if a lot of people called, and especially stockholders?
Yes, I certainly do, Todd. I mean, based on what I'm hearing from, I know a lot of people who have a lot of money in Disney, and I've got a lot of money in Disney, and where everybody I'm talked to is mad as, well, I won't use a bad word, but they're really mad, and I'm furious. I've owned a lot of stock in Disney for about 15 years, and I've enjoyed it, and I love going down there. But I don't want them to go woke on us, and they have. And I think, and the president and the leaders, they know that. And I don't think there's anything to do except fire them. You know.
You see, Joe, for me, the issue for me, and there are two, and there may be more, but two predominant ones. Number one is they decided to get involved in a political fight. They could have stayed neutral. I mean, they've got a lot of conservative employees who are terrified. They can't speak out, and they say the company doesn't represent their values. It seems to me, though, if you're a publicly held company, you've got workers on both sides of the issues. Just don't take a side. But the other issue, Joe, is the Disney executives, and I think this is where we could really have a debate. These Disney executives that are saying they are intentionally using Disney programming and the Disney platform to sway children, you know, one way or the other when it comes to their sexuality. That's where I've got a bigger problem.
It's ridiculous. I mean, talking to 3 and 4 years old about sex, that's unbelievable, Todd, and it should not be tolerated. And I know a lot of stock people. I deal with different stock people all over the country. When I hang up from you, you're the first one I've called. I'm going to call a bunch of stockbrokers and a lot of friends of mine and tell them to please join me in this effort. And I think it'll definitely produce some big results. So I'll keep you posted. But Todd, you got the best talk show in America, and I picked your talk show to go on record with this move to fire the Disney executives.
Well, Joe, we appreciate that, and we're going to help spread the word here, and let us know how things go. Keep us updated on this, if you don't mind, Joe.
I will, and I appreciate it. You and Grace are the best. Thank you so
much. All right, thanks. Thanks, Joe from LJ. We appreciate Joe. Joe is a very powerful and influential fellow, especially in Georgia politics, but also in the business community. And he does hold, people respect his opinion. And it'll be interesting to see how all that plays out. But we've got to do something, right? Or do we just, you know what, should we just shrug our shoulders and walk away? What do you do? That's what happened in the early days of the Boy Scouts. Nobody took a stand early on. And what happened? It became a slippery slope. And now they've got girls in the Boy Scouts. They're not even called the Boy Scouts anymore. They're called Scouts. That's what happens when you don't take a stand. That's what happens when you try to negotiate. These people don't want negotiation. And hear me on this, because the Media Matters people, and I'll share this with you when we come back from break, the Media Matters people are all over me. These are the people, they're horrible human beings, they can't get jobs, they live in their parents' basement, and they have massive bags, like, and it's not even like the real Cheetos, like the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. It's the cheese balls that you get, the generic cheese balls that you buy in massive containers at like Costco. And they're sitting there scarfing on the cheese balls, and they're listening to this radio program, and then they're writing up garbage about us to post on Media Matters. And they do it to the other folks, too. But we like to call them out here, and these are pretty nefarious people. When you see their computers, and you've seen them, typically these people commit crimes. And so when you're watching, like, I don't know, the court TV, and they're showing the evidence of the laptops and the computers, just look at the keyboards. They're stained like orange because that's all they eat are the cheese balls. And again, generic cheese balls. It's disgusting. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. So here's Mediaite. They're coming after us, people. The absurd intensifying right-wing panic that LGBT people are grooming minors. That's the headline. Can I just say, this is a disingenuous headline, because that's not what we're doing on this radio program. We don't care how you live your life. I don't care if you're gay, straight, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, if you love dolphins, if you're married to a begonia, I don't care. It's America. Live your life how you want to live your life. But you don't go after the children. And I think we can all, at least I thought we could all agree that, you know what, there's really no reason for a three-year-old or a four-year-old to know about sex. Gay, straight, or with foliage. So this headline is wrong. The writers of the story, Ari Drennan, and research contributions from Mia Ginger Itch. That sounds like a medical problem. Mia Ginger Itch. I guess that's what you get from living in the basement. Gotta wash your hands. Practice good hygiene, Media Matters. So anyway, they go after all of us in this. It's not just me they're going after here, but man, they're very upset that we are calling attention to the indoctrination that is happening in the public school classrooms. And if you want to send your kid to, and let's step back for a second, among the people that have a problem with this are, in fact, a lot of gay conservatives, people like Rick Grenell, people like the Log Cabin Republicans. This is not about calling people out because of the way they choose to live their life. This is a matter of what is right and wrong for a little child to learn in public school. So they're calling out, Tucker Carlson, myself, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the list goes on and on and on. Well, and they can say whatever they want to say, but that's certainly not going to change, you know, my opinion that it, I believe, is just wrong for us to be teaching these kinds of things in school. And by the way, if someone truly is transgender, so someone says, you know what, I've made the move, I made the switch from, from girdles to boxers or whatever. If someone has made that decision and it is a, and this is something that has happened naturally, this is a natural thing, then why do you need medications to maintain that? Why? If in fact this is a natural thing. Just saying. All that to say, Live your life how you want to live your life. It's America. We have the United States Constitution. But leave the kids alone. All right? Come on, people. Can we all agree on that? We'll be right back. All right, our friends over at Patriot Mobile, man, they are kicking it into high gear. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they are great supporters of us here at our beautiful Liberty University studios. Patriot Mobile, they share our beliefs, and that's what sets them apart. So when you're paying your bill, they're not going to take the proceeds of that. They're not going to take that money, and they're not going to give it to Planned Parenthood. They're not going to give it to a bunch of these lunatics who want to take away your guns. Instead, they're supporting pro-life causes. They're supporting the Second Amendment. They're supporting religious liberty. And that's why I want to encourage you to make the switch. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now, when you talk to somebody, or if you're online, they're going to ask for a promo code and just give them my first name, Todd, and they're going to hook you up with some great discounts. They're going to give you free activation and a free gift. By the way, they've got budgets to fit any plan, and if you're a veteran or a first responder hero, they're going to give you even more discounts. PatriotMobile.com/Todd or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us from the great state of South Carolina, our good friend Congressman Ralph Norman. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Well, great to be with you, Todd. Thank you.
You know, Congressman, a couple of big stories that we've been covering and talking about, not the least of which is Governor Ron DeSantis taking such a fierce stand in support of parents and against Disney, Walt Disney Company. This is a big deal in Florida and across much of the country. What about in South Carolina?
Well, you know, the same thing he did on his bill was K through third grade of not teaching anything sexually explicit or anything about transgender. Ron DeSantis wants to teach what helps train Americans to compete, and particularly at a young age. I'm hoping to get the same thing in South Carolina. We've got a letter that we're forming, just finished today. It'll be passing around when we go back in session Monday to the Disney executives, saying how ridiculous this is. They have customers to please, and they have customers that pay good money. And for them to take this stance, I think they've underestimated the giant that they have aroused with what they're doing.
You know, Congressman, we had a retired military colonel, an Army colonel, on just a little while ago, and he is very concerned about some reports coming out from the Pentagon that we could very well have the smallest army since World War II days. What are you guys hearing up on Capitol Hill about the depletion of troops in the military?
Oh, yeah, they're hearing the same thing, and it's the depletion of our finest. I mean, our Navy SEALs, our Rangers, our Delta Force. Just look what the COVID shot mandate has done to have people that just do not, they want to be in charge of what goes in their own bodies. And what this president has done to run, it's like he's doing it intentionally, Todd. It's got to be intentional to deplete the military. And, you know, it's one blunder intentionally after another, from Afghanistan to what he didn't do in Ukraine to what he probably will not do when China overtakes Taiwan. I mean, it's ineptness followed by corruption, followed by, you know, total lack of sanity to protect the American people. We're hearing the same things, and we're hearing it from people in Congress who serve and who knows the hierarchy and talk every day with the military, and that's what's so concerning. We're falling behind China, particularly with the hypersonic missiles. We're falling behind on funding. The budget is anything but a defense funding. It's a government giveaway for new government programs. And it's a serious blunder.
Congressman, our good friend Senator Bill Hagerty leading a delegation of sheriffs and mayors to the border. very concerned about the uptick. They're telling us about a half a million encounters at the border, and now we're being told that up to 2,000 of those illegals a day are able just to run, and they're not getting caught.
Well, they're going to abolish Title 42, where the Remain in Mexico policy when the COVID pandemic hit, and you know we're going to have anywhere from what those on the inside know, the Mark Morgans of the world and others, anywhere from 20 to 35,000 per day coming across our border. We don't know anything about them. We have no idea who they are, and it's crazy.
So here we are, and we know it's a dumpster fire, and we're hoping to be able to extinguish a lot of the flames in the midterm elections. I'm just curious to get your take on the mainstream media turning on Biden here. I think they've known all along, Congressman, about the laptop. They knew it was authentic. They knew there wasn't any Russia disinformation, and they were holding out for a specific reason. And I'm wondering, are we starting to see the turn now that could lead to a change in the Oval Office down the road?
Well, it's too little too late. I mean, if you're not corrupt, and the media, the mainstream media is corrupt. I mean, why didn't they report this? If Donald Trump had done a minuscule fraction of what this administration, mainly Hunter and his father, have done, it'd have blasted it front page news on the print and on social media for, you know, starting, you know, 2 years ago. But no, it's too little too late. Look at the damage this man has done to our country. Not only economically, what it's done to our once allies across the country, what it's done to, if he does this, a deal with Iran that's negotiated by Russians, it's serious. And I'll tell you this, if and when Taiwan gets overtaken, the chip, that goes into many of our cars and electronic gadgets, that will be a huge dent in this country because we don't manufacture it here. And with his tax policies, he's running every American manufacturer to other countries. That's the sad part about it.
Incredibly sad. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Always appreciate your insight on the big issues of the day. Hope you have a good weekend, sir.
Thanks so much, Todd. Appreciate what you do.
All right, Congressman Ralph Norman from over in South Carolina, the Palmetto State. You know, it's interesting. Our managing editor, we were over there years ago, and our managing editor, Caleb Park, great guy, great American patriot, and we were doing an event somewhere in South Carolina, and he asked about grits. He had never had grits before. And I was explaining to him, and I thought, well, we'll have a little bit of fun here. And you Southerners will, this is sort of like a snipe hunt, a culinary snipe hunt. And I said, well, Caleb, I said, see that flag there? He said, yeah, I see the flag. It's the state flag of South Carolina. And I said, well, that tree, that right there is the grits tree. There's a tree on the South Carolina state flag. And I said, that's the grits tree. And he said, wait, what? No, I said, yes. I said, grits, because you want to know where grits come from. I said, grits grow in clusters like grapes. And so you just pluck them down from the tree and you harvest it. And then you, you know, you make shrimp and grits. And so I didn't realize he was going to believe it. But that's the way that cookie crumbled. But what's interesting about the Palmettos, I'm getting off on a tangent here. My apologies. But anyway, I think Caleb now knows that grits don't grow in clusters like grapes. There was a story about the Palmetto tree. And why is the Palmetto tree, why is it so beloved by South Carolinians? I know we have a lot of folks that listen to us in South Carolina. But the reason why is the Palmetto tree played a very important role in the history of South Carolina in battling the British. So our founding fathers were under attack. They were under heavy fire from the British, and this was at Fort Moultrie. And so they had the fort, they had all these palmetto trees. And so the British were firing these huge cannonballs. And what's fascinating about the palmetto tree, they had the ability to absorb these cannonballs. So they don't explode. They just kind of, cannonball hits the tree and it sort of absorbs the cannonballs. And as a way, when they were designing the state flag, they said, you know what? We would not have been able to win this war without without those trees. And they're incredibly revered. And that's why you've got the palmetto tree right there on the state flag. So you learn a little bit of history here on the Todd Stearns radio program. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, got to take a break. We'll be right back, America. All right, folks, if you are anywhere near Memphis, Tennessee this weekend, you got to go check out the Mid-America Passion Play back after a hiatus over the China virus, and it's going to be a lot of fun. A huge cast, orchestra, the whole nine yards. You're going to love it, just like a Broadway show, but a lot more important. The Mid-America Passion Play, midamericapassionplay.org. If you want to buy your tickets, you can buy them online. You can also buy them at the door. They're expecting, I don't know, around about 1,000 people for each performance. They've got two performances tomorrow, one tonight, and then another on Sunday. I'll be there. You'll be able to stop by and say hello. Looking forward to meeting all of our great listeners in the Mid-South. So if you live anywhere around here, come on down. Grab a good meal. You can go down to Cheddar's. They have a Cheddar's right off the church campus there. And it's very good. So MidAmericaPassionPlay.org if you would like more information. Bad news for you folks in Washington State. Now preparing to ban most gasoline-powered vehicles within the next 8 years. The Senate bill was signed by Governor Jay Inslee, a Democrat. Again, elections have consequences. It establishes a target that all publicly owned and privately owned passenger vehicles of model year 2030 or later that are sold, purchased, or registered in Washington State will be electric vehicles. An interagency electric vehicle coordinating council created by the new law is directed to complete a scoping plan for achieving the 2030 target. This is from the Daily Wire. Ben Zeisloft is the author. The legislation is dubbed Clean Cars 2030, part of a $17 billion climate agenda called Move Ahead Washington. Now, a couple of questions here, aside from the fact that how many people in Washington State will be able to afford a $50,000, $60,000 car? How many people are going to be able to afford the massive uptick in utility bills? And perhaps a question that nobody's really even talked about. There are thousands, and I mean thousands, of convenience store gas station workers across the state of Washington. What are those guys going to do? What are those gals going to do? It's really unfortunate, but nobody really thinks about that. You know, the reason, yeah, I know people go in there and they get the Slim Jims and the Cheetos. I get that, but that's not enough to keep those stores open. They rely on those gasoline sales. So what about all those folks? It's an unfortunate situation. But elections have consequences. Wake up, Washington State. Wake up. By the way, the Southern Baptists are back at it again. No, this is not about Disney. So now, instead of defending Governor Ron DeSantis, the Southern Baptist Convention's ethics group called ERLC is urging Congress to protect illegal aliens brought to the United States as children. And they want to, so the Southern Baptist, which used to be a pretty, I would say conservative denomination, oh, that's a good word, but I mean, at least they understood the rule of law. So now the Southern Baptists are siding with the illegal aliens. And they say that any child who was brought into the United States through no fault of their own should not be deported. They should be protected. This is coming from the Baptist Press. Now, the question is, I mean, again, and, you know, they're siding with people like Barack Hussein Obama on this. So I just think that's fascinating. What a lurch to the left that group is going through. Now, we told you earlier about these spies. 51 intelligence experts, and early on, they put out a letter, and they said all these reports about Hunter Biden's laptop were not true, and this was back during the election. And these 51 former intelligence officers tried to cast doubt on the New York Post and their reporting about the Hunter Biden laptop. They said that conservatives were just desperate to get Joe Biden elected president. And now, of course, we know that the Post reporting was absolutely correct. It was spot on. They didn't have to retract anything. And many other news organizations have now decided to publish stories that basically echo what the Post reported. By the way, one of the people who said that the story was a lie, that it was deep state sabotage, that it was Russia disinformation, is none other than James Clapper, who is a CNN pundit. James Clapper nearly got charged for lying to Congress, this guy. By the way, they published this letter. They had no proof. Nobody ever asked for the proof. They just took these 51 intelligence officials at their word. And now nobody's apologized. Nobody's retracted this. Nobody's done anything. We got to start calling these people out. And fortunately, the New York Post is doing that. They have they published a front page piece, The Spies Who Lie. And they actually name and shame all of these officials, from John Brennan to James Clapper to a bunch of folks you've never heard of, and they call them out. And these people ought to be shamed. They ought to be held accountable for what they've done here. So when you put all of this together, you do start to wonder, wow, you know what? How did President Trump do it? I mean, he's got all of this. I mean, seriously, for years they have tried to throw everything at this guy, and he still gets up every day. He still has a smile on his face. The guy looks fit. He goes out there and he fights another day for us. Doesn't have to do it, but he does it. And when you step back and you realize, wow, everything they've said about him is a lie. They have intentionally lied about this man. That makes me say, we've got to give this guy another shot. Give him another chance. You know, they're not going to apologize for what they've done to Donald Trump. But I say, you know what, if the guy is fit and he wants it, let's give it to him. Let's give it to him. All right, folks, it's been a great, great week. We're going to do this all over again on Monday. A lot going on next week, and we're going to cover it right here on this program. I want to thank Grace and Kyle, our great team here. You folks get out there. Have a great Friday. Whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend. Be good, America.